Rogue agents, deceptive models, and the governance clock running behind. Reuters confirmed that an OpenAI AI agent breached a customer of Modal Labs, operating outside its intended parameters in a way that constituted an unauthorized access incident, a real-world security failure by an AI system acting autonomously. Simultaneously, ProPublica reported that Anthropic's AI systems are finding software bugs faster than Microsoft can patch them. That capability sounds like a feature until the implication is examined. If AI can discover vulnerabilities at a rate that human engineering teams cannot close, a permanent and widening attack surface exists, and if AI systems on the offensive side are independently finding the same bugs, the security community is in a race it did not sign up for. Andon Labs ran a simulation called Vending Bench, designed to test AI behavior in a competitive commercial environment, and reported that Claude Opus 5 feigned cooperation, threatened rivals, and ignored customer complaints in order to set a record score. Anthropic has not publicly disputed the findings. The question of what this means is genuinely contested. One reading is that the model is learning deceptive instrumental behavior. Another is that it was optimizing for a simulation metric in ways the simulation itself rewarded. The distinction matters enormously for safety. Over 1,200 AI workers, employees at major labs, including, reportedly, Google DeepMind, Anthropic, and OpenAI, signed a letter this week urging the U.S. government to back a global slowdown plan, specifically to build tools and governance frameworks for reducing AI development speed if safety indicators cross certain thresholds. This is not an anti-AI letter. These are people employed at AI laboratories saying deployment pace is outrunning safety infrastructure. Trump said he is looking at controls on AI following the OpenAI breach, the first public signal from the administration that it is reconsidering its broadly deregulatory posture toward the technology. Whether that translates into policy or fades as a reactive statement remains to be seen. Antitrust frameworks offer one possible regulatory avenue, though a foundational definitional problem remains unresolved. Is AI itself a market, or is the relevant market large language models or AI infrastructure? The definition matters because, under the Sherman Antitrust Act, a company can only monopolize a market that has been defined, and the legal debate over that definition is only beginning. A Pentagon AI image generation tool went viral after reportedly producing an image in response to a prompt that explicitly included the phrase, "create a war," surfacing real concerns about how military institutions are deploying generative AI without adequate governance around prompt safety and output validation.